Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday, February 10th, I'll talk about the economic path ahead. Our economy is full of complex and hidden corruptions, and we've been playing kick the can down the road for a long while. So find out what's ahead for our economic path. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to announce a new type of a consultation that I'm now doing through the middle of April. This is a Mars retrograde consultation. Every 2 years, we're asked to reconsider the direction we want to take for the next 2 years, and it's time to do personal and business strategic planning. This consultation focuses on the direction and issues that are being highlighted for you during this 12-week period, which lasts from January 23rd through April 13th, so that you can consider them fully. Now, it's best to schedule this consult earlier in the period so you have more time to consider the information and research your options. So call our toll-free number to schedule, 877-524-8300. Spend a half an hour and make sure you're headed in the right direction for the next 2 years. That number again is 877-524-8300. Or for more information, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And I also want to alert my Seattle area listeners that my speaking engagement at The Herbalist in Seattle has been rescheduled to next Wednesday, February 8th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. My topic will be astrology's economic forecast for 2012. Now, so mark your calendars for this new date, February 8th. And to learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And look for appearances under about. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we have a very major change in the planets occurring today. The planet Neptune is moving back into its own sign of Pisces. So except for a short visit for a few months last year, the last time Neptune entered this sign was in February of 1848. That's a 164-year cycle. And she's now here to stay until March 30th of 2025. Now, Neptune is the planet which represents spirituality, transcendence, the oceans, images, oil, movie and TV, music, artistic pursuits, shoes, alcohol, coffee, and other beverages, and drugs of all type, both legitimate and recreational. The energies of this planet are very hard to get your hands around. That's kind of like trying to catch fog or moonbeams. Yes, you can see both fog and moonbeams, but you can't capture them or put them in your pocket. Neptune is also very interested in forgiveness, compassion, and transcending the past or any boundary to create a new future. The action of Neptune is often associated with dissolving a boundary of some type. Forgiveness and compassion both dissolve old pains and hurts. Neptune is also associated with our beliefs, the worldview we hold, and how that worldview shapes our lives. Moving into Pisces now, Neptune brings us back to our roots. We may have forgotten that we're divine beings in human bodies, but Neptune remembers and will help us remember, especially in this sign. Now, economically speaking, Neptune in Pisces is better for the U.S. economy. This is mainly due to the USA, Venus, Jupiter, and Sun all in the sign of Cancer, which will be well aspected by Neptune over the next few years. So, in in spite of all the enormous challenges our economy has, we may feel better about how things are going, and with that energy, manage to create new solutions. Neptune in this sign can give us a new vision of what's possible. And this is very much needed in order to move out of the existing challenges we have. The Thrive movie is an excellent example of this energy. And if you haven't seen that movie, go check it out at thrivemovement.com, T-H-R-I-V-E, movement, M-O-V-E-M-E-N-T.com. Now, with Neptune trine the USA Venus occurring in 2012, we could also get a new vision for our U.S. dollar, and or the dollar could become strengthened. Or we could get a new currency. All of those are possible. We also might get some help with a new vision for our banking system. Both would be fabulous. So let's give Neptune a big welcome home in celebration. Go see a movie, listen to some music, go dancing or take pictures. Enjoy some romance, too. Now, next, how did you do during our second week of Mars retrograde? Are you starting to think about where you're headed for the next 2 years? Are there some potential major changes that you're contemplating? If so, you're right on track. These are usually major changes, and they need quite a lot of contemplation before you make your decision. And in addition, have you encountered some challenging situations that made you angry? This is also a likely scenario with this cycle. We're in Mars retrograde for 10 more weeks until April 13th. This is no time to be starting new projects, introducing new product services, or launching websites. Just be patient until it's over and you get your own strategic planning done. Now, the Mars retrograde cycle is also likely to correspond to more war efforts. So during this period, you may be seeing more and more news related to sanctions against Iran and the possible threats that poses to the rest of the world. There will probably be a lot of saber rattling in an attempt to start a war. However, this Mars in Virgo is very practical. He wants to get all the details accurate, and he's not really all that interested in going to war. So you might hear a lot of talk about war with Iran during Mars retrograde, but it's actually very unlikely to occur, especially with Neptune now in Pisces. Also, we're in range of a cycle associated with relationship or money issues. This is the cycle of Venus opposite Mars. Now, typically, this cycle suggests that although we may know what we want, we may not know how to get it. And if this happens to be true for you, stay focused on your next step instead of the entire path. Trust the universe to show you each step of the way as you're ready for it. This cycle already peaked on February 1st, and it stays in range through February 6th. Now, next Tuesday, February 7th, is a busy day. Not only do we have a full moon when things are coming to light, but we also have the planet Saturn starting to move backwards or to retrograde. Now, the latter cycle with Saturn retrograde signals us that it's time to restructure or at least reconsider our structures and processes. And with the full moon, we're getting a chance to see which structures and processes need to be improved. You may also find that the foundation of your home or organization may need fixing or changing, too. This full moon is opposite Sun conjunct Mercury, a sign that leaders are not seeing something very important. This also suggests that the public is seeing whatever they're not, and we may be working quite hard to inform them about it. This is likely to mean that Congress may not be listening to the public regarding certain issues. Now, the stock markets at this time appear to be doing better than average, particularly for bank and investment firm stocks. There's still something unexpected going on, though, that seems to be hidden from the public's view, and which is not favorable for the financial markets. Now, there's a rumor that all the currencies will be revalued according to each country's assets, instead of being fiat money that's backed by nothing. That would be quite a surprise, and it would redistribute wealth in a huge way. And that scenario could also be shown by another set of cycles, Venus conjunct Uranus in Aries and square Pluto. In this set of cycles, Venus is doing something she should not be doing. She's doing it unexpectedly, and she's doing it in a very big way. And another way the set of cycles could manifest is with the Greeks defaulting. And if that occurs, the very large banks in the U.S., which hold 97% of the credit default swaps or the insurance against Greece defaulting on those bonds, those banks would go bankrupt. They don't have enough assets to pay off all those bonds. Now, this set of cycles comes in range on February 7th. It peaks on February 10th, and it stays in range through February 15th. So could have some surprises next week financially. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. We have 5 days next week when it's easy to make money. Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And of those days, Wednesday is the best. If you have something important to do next week, do it on Wednesday, February 8th. Monday, February 6th has a falling out, though, when something doesn't come together as expected, so avoid doing anything important on that date. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens, and it's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show. To register for it, just go to my site at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the page. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Right now I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we can handle one more caller for today, so you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for a personal question, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. 8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction, and also those Mars retrograde consultations. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's start things off with Lily. She's calling in from Des Moines, Washington, and she was curious if she was on the right track financially. And yep, and her birth date is March 28th of 57 at 2 a.m. in Tupelo, Mississippi. So, Lily, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Lily.
Good morning. Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Now, what's happening in your financial situation?
Well, I'm basically, I was laid off like some of the other people in this country, and I'm working on developing my own business. I've been doing that for quite some time.
Okay. What kind of a business are you working on developing?
My background is event planning and project management around health and wellness. I've done that.
Okay. And is that what you're doing for your business?
Or yes, same thing.
Yeah, so you're doing the same. Yeah, okay. As
yeah,
what you've been doing.
Yes.
Okay, just for yourself instead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Okay, well, I can see here that you have had some, dissolving of finances, perhaps?
I like that word,
But you also have some support coming in, and it may be something that you're not particularly thinking about, per se. I would use this as an opportunity to start doing some prosperity work, because this is like help that comes from the other side, bringing you in things. And so, you know, one of the easiest things to do on my website, there's a article under articles called How to Create Anything. And it just tells you the process of how you can thank the universe 68 seconds a day for whatever it is while you're feeling joyful that you already have it. So you're thanking the universe for having already provided whatever it is. And in this case, it might be a great company with lots of customers, and that you're really enjoying creating this new entity. And so you may thank the universe for having already provided you your first customers, or whatever state you're ready for with your company. And you can do it for a minimum of 17 seconds a day. There's a few more directions there in the article that you'll want to check out. But it's very easy to do, and it would be very helpful to you to do something like that for the next several months. Now, your Mars retrograde is going through your joint house of joint resources. So there may be some reconsiderations of how the money is going to work. Are you married?
No.
No, you're not married. Are you going to do this business with somebody else?
No, it's just I'm the sole proprietor.
Okay. So is there any consideration of you joining forces with somebody else?
So far, no one has appeared that I've felt comfortable enough with to do it, no.
Okay. Okay. So this may be related to other things, such as insurance or taxes or inheritances or things of that sort that may be becoming available to you. It looks like after this is over, after Mars retrograde is over, that you're going to get a big jolt of energy to move forward.
Okay. And that's in April, you're saying, or?
Well, it ends in April, but you won't actually get that jolt probably until June. It takes a while for it to get back to probably late June. You'll get that big jolt of energy. And that'll be a great opportunity for you to do some kind of take a fortunate action that gets you started on a path that can yield you a lot of results.
Okay, then.
And, yeah, so hopefully you can work with the universe on this, because you certainly have the opportunity for lots of unexpected money to show up.
Gotta love that.
Sure.
Yes.
I love it too, and I will do whatever it takes to, within reason.
Yes, right. Perfect.
Of course, everything's in reason. Thanks, Lily, for calling in. I apologize. Gotta let you go.
Well, in the meantime, I want to give an extra prosperity tip today about a situation that's coming up on March 7th. And everyone, I want you to mark your calendars. Do not let this day go by without doing something really great. March 7th is an exceptionally great day for promoting an existing product or service. Has to be re-promoting an existing product or service, or for test marketing a new product. But if you're going to test market, you're not going to send it out to everyone. You're going to send it out to a select sample. You're going to try out different ads or different flyers, different ways of promoting the product, and then you're going to send out a select sample and find out which one does the best. You can also use this date, March 7th, for placing ads. It would be a great day to place an ad for 6 months or a year. It would be a great day to sign up for trade shows and pay your money for trade shows on those days, sign the contracts and pay your money. Be a great day to do a promotional mailing, to have a retail promotion, to do an email promotion, any of those things that could bring you in a lot of money. This day has a ton of potential for bringing in a ton of money. It's the best day I've seen in quite a long time.
No, wait. If there's a day in particular that can bring in or yield a lot of money, Madeline, is what you're saying, which day is it again? So everybody can remember. March 7th.
March 7th.
The lucky March 7th. All right, everybody, if you're listening, this is your opportunity to make possibly lots and lots of money.
Lot of
okay,
now,
good.
There's other good days around there, March 6th, March 9th.
Oh, they're not as good, though, Madeline.
But they're
not as good.
Okay. March 7th is tremendous. So do yourself a huge favor.
I'm saving it.
Yeah. Do something important that day so that you can promote yourself in some way. It's really great. If you're looking for a job, that would be a great day to send out a ton of applications.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a great time, and you would probably make a lot more money.
So it's not essentially the actual making of the money, it's the potential in which it could be in a couple different areas, like you said, sending out applications, and you might receive returns, more of the returns on those applications, which if you do accept either one of those applications, then there's your more money, right?
Yes, exactly.
Ah, okay.
Yes, exactly. And for anyone that's in business for themselves, it's a tremendous, tremendous day to make a lot of money. Now, Mars is retrograde then, so we can't make a ton of money by introducing new products, but you can certainly promote the ones you have. Okay, so each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your regular prosperity tip is this. Do you have a deadline next week? What exactly does that word mean? Are we going to be dead if we cross a line? This word creates undue stress and anxiety, and in doing so, it lowers our prosperity. Let's replace it with words like due date. In order to be prosperous, it helps to notice how our language makes us feel and to use words that have a higher energy or make us feel better. You may have noticed that things which are dead have no energy at all. So that word actually leads us in the wrong direction. Are due dates renegotiable? They can be, just like life in general. So So take a deep breath and replace those deadlines with words that support you. You'll be more prosperous if you do. So join me again next Friday, February 10th, when I'll talk about the economic path ahead. And lastly, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2012 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And you can also sign up for your free What's Up in the Heavens newsletter, too. Or call us toll-free to arrange a consultation, a custom timing, or to order at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-802.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.